Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. Waiting on the rest, waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic. And fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the TNT Super Fantastic Call number 2 for Monday, November 30th. Raven 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. All right, we'll try it again. I'm going to tell y'all the funniest thing about that. Because I was going to clarify it. People text me after that and said, it's time to go to the bank, but only two people sent in donations. I said, what? Wrong bank. Well, we're not going to the bank. Anyway, I know it's a little bit of excitement, but the clock was messed up. We didn't want to get into it and get back. So it was kind of funny. All right, Ray, I know you sent out some updates.
Sure. Let's see, we'll go with the weekend ones. Saturday, Iraq News. Iraqi TV reports that Prime Minister Kadhimi met with the CBI, the Minister of Finance, and with several key financial institutions, informing them that the 2021 budget will be delivered to Parliament either by the end of November or by the middle of December. Next one. The 2021 budget is supposed to be approved by end of December and then sent to President Saleh to accept and sign off. He has 15 days to sign off. If he doesn't, it will automatically be ratified and become law. This should take place near the middle of January, which corresponds with the time frame that Iraq stated that the white papers would be implemented along with the reforms. Next one. Parliament sends Prime Minister Kadhimi a reform paper and demands that he acts upon the economic and financial reforms immediately to avoid further damages. They are saying it is a necessary reform that must be done. The Finance Committee sent a letter to the government demanding the necessity of implementing the recommendations of the white paper presented by the Ministries of Finance and Planning. U.S. Bank News, still on Saturday. Some banks are, quote, on exchange location, end quote, today, waiting for the go signal, except Texas, more than likely. Various rates for different currencies are being communicated to us, supposedly at the bank's discretion. Have your, quote, game on, end quote, when you go in to exchange. That was the weekend update, and then we have a Monday morning update. Prime Minister Kadhimi gave the order today to send the 2021 budget to the Council of Ministers for their immediate review. Also, the Kurds are bringing a delegation to Baghdad tomorrow to resolve issues relating to the 2021 budget based on it being presented to the Council of Ministers this week. Those are the updates.
Okay. Well, let's see, is the volume all the way up? All right, just check the volume. All right, guys, as we can see, it's a ball of confusion once again. Budget getting submitted, not getting submitted. Is it getting submitted midweek, next week, this month? It's funny how the end of the month is today when he says the end of the month or the first week in December. Excuse me. But the good thing is they're all demanding it today. And he wanted to get to the Council of Ministers by Wednesday. And they want to get it done, which we want to see it done too. They're still talking about now they think the price of oil could be up to $50 in January. Some are even saying as high as $60 because of what's going on, the hope with the vaccine, and everything else. So maybe it will, maybe it won't. More and more information about the currency. Again, they're saying that it will cost too much to replace the currency, what the articles are saying, but we know they already did that. So it's just for show. But they're talking more and more about dropping the 3 zeros, too. Again, they want people to put their money in the bank. So a lot of things going on over the weekend, and trying to push it through this week. Our bankers think it's going this week, but what do they know, right? They're still going in at 6, getting off at 11. They're still showing up every day. The only difference with the people at the bank is now they have restricted their communications, so they're no longer letting them take their cell phones in the building, call out. Everywhere we call, they're saying, we're busy getting ready. And they are saying that. Even this morning, people are too busy to talk. But I just personally don't think today is the day. Now, tomorrow would be a great day. I just don't think today is the day. So we'll see what happens. All right, Ray, let's get this party started.
Okay. Sunstar says, are the people in Iraq back to protesting their reform demands?
No, I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything about that. Only thing they demonstrated with on Friday was in Sadar's behalf.
Has the CBI stopped shipping old dinar notes to Iraqi exchangers and international exchangers?
Nope. I haven't heard anything about that. There's a lot of complaints over the weekend, again, about the auctions and how they were the corruption from the auctions would take care of, I think it said 200,000 citizens every month. If they would just stop the corruption, it says, from the banks, it's 12 billion dinars a month that they can count in corruption because their system doesn't let them account for it. So they don't have to document how much each bank marked and how much profit they made, anything else. It's not as transparent as it should be, and they're openly complaining about that. This is parliament members complaining about it. Okay, go ahead.
Have you seen what the new Iraqi fuels or coins look like?
No.
Before release of the RV, do you know if the new fields and coins have been distributed to the Iraqi banks and international banks for business?
We know they've been at the Iraqi banks for months, coins, fields, and the lower dinars. They just haven't been able to give them out yet. I do not know that they're international. I haven't had one international person tell me they've seen them.
Right. Nicole 19 says, I am a single person without a large family. How does one find trustworthy persons to be officers of a trust or foundation? I don't want to come home one day and find zero in my trust. Well, usually when I get questions pertaining to single people, I always come back with the same answer. Get married. But on a more serious note, that is a challenge. But as you interview select people and make sure you keep your eye on what's going on, you wouldn't have to worry about your account being cleaned out. Go ahead, Tony.
I really don't know the answer to that question. Listen, there is one person in this entire world. This entire world that I would trust regardless, and his name is not Raymond, but anyway, that I would give every dime that I have to, and not even give it a second thought. And I say that because I have. And actually, he's not in this world anymore, but that was JN, who was our guy, our TNT guy, our computer guy. I could give him $5 million or $50 million and not see him for 5 years, and I wouldn't worry about one penny being gone, not one. I don't know how you find those people, especially if you're just putting a trust or something together. That was a 20, 30-year relationship right there. So what you're asking, I don't even know if it's possible, because power corrupts. If you haven't noticed, look around the world. Power corrupts. Money is power. And it tends people to do a lot of things, you know. So I could just say pick ones you could almost trust and check on them frequently. So, all right, what's next?
Real Praiser 18. Is the U.S. Treasury Department waiting for the ratification of the 2021 Iraqi budget to release the RV?
No. Again, guys, the rate is in the budget. So they can't wait for the budget to change the rate. The budget is going to be based on the rate. So the RV has to occur first before they make that announcement. Doesn't have to, but that's what they're basing it on. And no, they're not sitting around waiting for them to do that. I wouldn't think so anyway. All right, what's next?
Continuing with Real Praiser, do you think it would probably think help is missing? I'm going to think that that's the word. Do you think it would help our negotiating position if we RV all our currencies together, even our nonprofit faith-based organizations, with an overview of our exchange or business plan for the higher rates?
So, you have a nonprofit that has money. You have money. Your brother has money. Your uncle has money. Your cousin has money. Can one person go in there and say, this is what I can bring to your bank or to your accounts if you can offer me this rate? And that's what I was saying makes more sense to me. Now, he said, well, you just got to go based on you. Okay. Well, I can guarantee you, because these people already said, I'm speaking for them. Again, and when they come in here, you already know the rates, everything, nothing has to be negotiated because we gave it to you as a group. Now, here's the thing, guys. If he says, I'll give you $10 for the dome, and then you say, well, I got this whole group here, and I know the rate is $15, so we want $15. And he says, yeah, but I can't take you as a group. You see, but I can still bring the group to you if you give us $12 or $13. Because without that, he was only going to give you $10. So you have to be able to be flexible. You may not get the max, but be flexible. That's all. You still negotiate. All right, what's next?
All right. He says, I haven't heard or seen anything on the Afghani dollar for quite some time. Is their currency still in play for the first basket? All right. Full of Hope says, the other day, someone asked if the Treasury was paying the banks for each person that has to work long hours, stay in hotel rooms, et cetera, et cetera. Tony, you said yes, that the bank is making money. Somehow that seems like a dishonest way to make money. Isn't that our tax dollars?
So what is unusual when you say Treasury, bank, and dishonest? I mean, what part of that is unusual? I mean, it's legal. We may not like it. And yes, it is taxpayer money, absolutely, but that's the way the world goes around. They're not going to do it for nothing. The banks are definitely going to make a profit off of it. Listen, if the banks weren't making a profit, if it wasn't benefiting them, then they would be just like Texas. I'm not going. Till 10 minutes after you said it happened, I'm not sending nobody. But if you're going to pay us, and we only got to give them a percentage of it, let's go show up at the bank every day. until you say go, then okay. So now it's worth it to us. It's worth it to our employees because they're getting paid extra or a bonus or they're going to be ready to go when it happens. So long as everybody's making money, let's do it. But there was no profit involved. There would be no action taken. Does the Treasury care? No, they don't care. Why would they care? They print money here. Don't care about the value of it. And they don't care that it's yours because they give it to you. Don't ever, ever think they care. If they truly cared about you, and I got to put this in because they don't, which this just really makes me mad more than anything because of the Treasury part. They wouldn't be taking back $485 billion that they set aside for small businesses when people are running out of business every day. I mean, that's all we see on the news. But now they can't access that money, and they want to take it back. If it was about people, that money would be flowing. Right now, it's not. It's about profits. All right, what's next?
Tight wad decides to walk a slippery slope, but I'll go ahead with it.
Okay.
He says, I know they, not being you and I know they are talking about two resets, a currency reset and a great reset. With this new great reset popping up, did that change the lineup of which reset will happen first?
Well, ask them, what is the great reset? Or what's the currency reset? Or what two are they talking about? Because there wasn't enough information. Now, I'm just going to go with this to see. If you're talking about the revaluation of the dinar itself, which some people call a reinstatement, revaluation, and I don't care which way you call it. It doesn't matter. Because when the rate changes, the rate is going to be changed. So you call it what you want, as long as it goes up and we get paid. But, yeah, it is going to be a revaluation of the dinar, and then there's going to be a global currency reset, which includes multiple countries. So maybe that's what you're talking about. But they happen, or supposed to happen, at the exact same time. Global currency reset. It's supposed to happen when the dinar is revaluated because it is the foundation for the GCR. All right, what's next?
Let's see. Dakota Man. Today is Cajun Belle's birthday. Would you please wish her a happy birthday? So Cajun Belle is celebrating a birthday. And also Servant Man 77 celebrating a birthday today. So we'll say happy birthday to the both of you. Cajun Bill.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Going to live callers, 754 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray, from beautiful South Florida. Thank you for taking my call, and I hope you both had a great Thanksgiving weekend off. A couple of questions. I was reading about the quantum computer in the SWIFT system, and that the computer had been tested and it worked beautifully. And one of the things I read, and I might be wrong in my interpretation, is that the SWIFT system is set up to bypass, as far as your accounts go, funds pending. Like when we make a deposit, funds are pending, giving the bank the chance to use those funds overnight or for however long it takes till they clear it. If we use that SWIFT system, is it going to affect the overnight fractional banking and our ability to be able to negotiate for higher rates, because we won't be able to say you're using our money overnight and making a percent a night on it?
Okay. Shouldn't have anything to do with fractional banking, period, because that is based on deposits, not overnight. Okay, and they're still making deposits, even though some people say they are. I don't know that it has anything to do with it. I'm not a specialist on the system. It was supposed to make everything transparent, is what I'm hearing, so people in the banking world can see it, because it doesn't change one iota for you or me. We're not going to see anything any different than what we've been seeing. It's supposed to make global international exchanges quicker, more secure than anything else, and not affect our daily lives. They're still getting interest off that money, and they're going to forever, because that's how banks work. If not, they wouldn't make a profit. There'd be no reason for them. Don't let anybody tell you anything any different. So, no,
okay.
It's not going to affect when we go to negotiate.
Okay. My next question is, with all these delays in the white papers and the discussions about the budget, now we're heading into December already, the final month of the year, and that January 15th back door that is now, how confident are you that this A, will go through this year, and if not, go through before Trump has to leave office?
Okay. First of all, way back when they came out with the white paper, they said their goal was to start on January the 1st, not the 15th. They wanted to initiate everything on the 1st with the budget. Now, just along the way, as they've held the budget up, because nothing's changed, they just start saying, oh, we're going to submit it. It's going to take 5 days. We're going to need a month to just review it, make sure there's no mistakes and all that. Well, they've had the same budget since September. They had all that time. They could have reviewed it, submitted, did everything. They intentionally wanted to drag that part out till the first part of January. And now we see, today, this weekend, all they're saying is do it now, can't wait, needs to be done immediately. He's saying they're going to submit it today. Council Minister should have it by Wednesday. Then they're going to vote on it. So, yeah, it's still their goal, I think, to have it done by the 1st, not the 15th. In order to have the budget done, signed, sealed, they're going to have a rate. You know, I've been told, and we've been told by people in Washington, that this will definitely be done by Christmas. And he said way before Christmas. Well, so definitely by Christmas, the RV will be initiated, and we want to be done with it way before Christmas. So that's what they're counting on. But, you know, I always said, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. And we're waiting to see what they do.
Okay, and my final question concerning the Kurds. They're sending a delegation into Baghdad concerning this budget. I know there have been problems with the Kurds in the past on getting things passed. Can the Kurdish delegation, will they have any impact on delaying this at all, possibly into next year, or whatever they have to say isn't going to affect the RV moving forward?
It's not going to affect the RV. It's going to affect the budget. And that's what they're arguing for. the budget, how it's going to be paid, and what their portion is going to be. Not the rate in the budget is not what they're arguing. So, no,
okay.
I don't think it's going to have any effect. Okay?
All right. Thank you for answering my questions. And I guess we will be back at this on Wednesday. You both have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
972 area code, you're on.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Danny and Dennis.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm full. I can't look a turkey in the face. It's just terrible. But we're going to get through it. Yeah. That was a good question that my Florida lady asked there. I guess my thoughts right now have to do with any changes that may be happening in the Exchange Center. I appreciate the information that they were there. I think Ray had indicated at some point yesterday that they had to surrender their cell phones. That may not have been across the board, but he referenced that in some degree yesterday. Are there other issues that may be of interest to the group?
I don't think so. I mean, they're there like they normally were, and other than their cell phone, so they couldn't talk on the job, they still have a meeting. They still had Treasury meetings over the weekend. That doesn't make sense, and they keep getting them ready, and it's going, and it doesn't go. So I don't know who's not talking to who, or, you know, like she asked earlier now, is it a money game? But they're still keeping them there. They were excited over the weekend. They were excited on Friday. I mean, every bank we talked to, this is it. This is it. It's really going this time, and here we are. So they felt something was happening. It just didn't. And because it didn't, I don't think it will today, but tomorrow could be a good day. But nothing else.
Yeah, is that a normal Monday response? It's not normally thought about happening on Mondays?
Yep. Okay. Didn't happen on Sunday. It won't happen on Monday.
Okay. I'll put that in my list of quotes from Tony. I got a list here, about 32, 33 items. Yeah, if it didn't happen on Sunday, it won't happen on Monday. I got it. I got that one. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna get out of the way. I am on my knees in the floor on a bathroom job, and until I'm rich, I guess I better keep going. Thank you so much. Talk to you guys later.
One thing about it, man, you're the hardest working man on TNT. I know that.
Maybe I'm the only one that mentions it. I don't know. It's my distraction right now. Okay. All right. You guys have a great rest of the week. Let's see something happen. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You too.
520. Here it comes.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Say, you know, we keep hearing we're waiting on a green light from the Treasury Department. What I don't get is we don't get word on what exactly is holding the Treasury Department up.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't get it either. Listen. They know.
They don't give any reasoning? I mean, you know, a checklist of sorts or anything?
Everybody has gone through everything. We've gone through checklists. They've done everything the IMF has asked, everything World Bank has asked them for, everything BIS has asked. They even went through the U.S. checklist. There's nothing that we are demanding that they do or waiting for them to do because they have done it. They have tried to push it through several times themselves. It has been stopped every time by the U.S. Treasury. Now, we can come up with a bunch of ideas. You know, they don't want them to have it. They don't want Iran to get money. They're following, trying to cut off all the corruption first or all the smuggling routes and a lot of things that we yet don't know, or we can get closer. You know, they're not doing it for political reasons. I mean, as far as Washington waiting for it. But we know that's what everybody's waiting for. We know it from the Treasury itself that they're waiting for upstairs to tell them to go.
Yeah, it's almost the time sounds like in Iraq that they want it immediately, but then we hear the guy say January, and it's like, oh, man, you know. So what in your opinion, do you think all of the letters sent in wanting it now, immediately, do you think that's really going to sway anybody from waiting until January?
Iraq is not saying they want to wait until January to revalue their currency. They're saying that they want to wait till January, the reforms that's on the white paper, which is the jobs, bringing in the other countries to invest, which is changing the system, a whole lot of other things. And the white paper is going to take 3 to 5 years to implement everything that's in there. The RV or the monetary reform, they're saying they want to do that immediately. And then let's do the rest of the stuff. They want to have a budget they can live with, but they can't live with it if they don't know the real numbers. You know, they said they already set the rate in the budget at 40, 41. Now they're saying, hey, we think the rate might go as high as 50. Now we're going to have excess cash, and we can do some of these other things and speed that up. Nowhere are they saying we don't want to change our currency till January the 15th. That has not been said or implied. Nowhere have they said we don't want to change our currency until the 1st of January. Everybody's saying it's time to do it now. They just know they can't do it until the U.S. Treasury says do it. They did it 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and they tried to. But the U.S. Treasury said no. And now we're
I just don't get that. I mean, why the Treasury would, you know, constantly, continually hold it up. I don't know. I mean, I guess we're just mushrooms at the end of the day. We're just mushrooms.
The Treasury had a lot of good reasons along the way because Iraq hadn't completed the checklist. They still wanted to revalue their currency even though they hadn't completed it. And the Treasury kept saying, no, you got to do this. You got to do this. You got to put in more protections. You got to remove these people. You got to make sure things are secure. But now there's no demands being made on them at all. None. Not to change or anything because they've done it. They're ready to go.
So I think I'm hearing from my question of your opinion that it's going to happen in December. Do you believe the revalue will happen in December?
They're saying it's going to happen. The Treasury's saying they're going to do it before Christmas. The banks already think it's happening.
The Treasury says before Christmas?
That is what I was told, before Christmas.
Well, that's great news. My other question is,
Listen, let me tell you a secret, though. Last month, I was told before Thanksgiving, just so you know. Okay.
Well, I guess that's all irrelevant, I guess, but we can. My other question is, based on you always saying, don't leave your currency out of your hands, I took that to heart. So I'm taking all of my currency in when I make the appointment, but I insist, I just got it in my brain, they must have a Delarue machine. So when I call the 800 number, will these operators be able to tell me the bank they're my appointment's with has a Delarue machine?
I have no idea. and I seriously doubt it. You're calling a call center. They're not going to know what is on each bank location.
Well, perhaps they could be given that information. And I guess I'm imploring whoever is giving, you know, locations to the call centers, I implore them to tell them if they have dealer room machines. Because, Tony, when I go to that appointment, I'm still going to make an appointment, even if they don't tell me. And I go there and they don't have one. Well, I really want to go to one that has one. So do I just leave and call the call center again and just keep going through the process?
Listen, at any time, guys, you don't feel comfortable about anything that's going on, get up and walk out. I don't feel comfortable. I'm getting a bad vibe. Something's going on in here. Something's going on between me and you. Whatever it is, get up, walk out, go reschedule. Now, if you
will
don't
the
want
call
to use
center
the number,
give me? Will the call center be able to give me multiple locations?
No.
So I don't have to call back, or am I out of the loop if I have to call back?
They're going to give you your appointment date and time. The only thing that's going to happen if you call back is you're going to get a later appointment because people are going to be done filled in all the other ones unless you walk into a local bank and they have a wealth manager that takes you.
Yeah, well, I'm really concerned about that because in the past I have heard people – you know, leave their currency, and then their deposits are all pending, and then all of a sudden, well, the currency wasn't any good. And it's like, they're wiped out, you know? And I don't want my destiny, my future, hinging on that possibility. That's why I want a dealer.
I understand. I haven't heard about any cases like that, people leaving it, come back, and they say, hey, your money wasn't any good. Number two, I just have it. I do know there are people who have fake currency because in the beginning, there was a lot of it going around. And some of you just still have it because you thought you had the real thing. I do know there were bunch of FBI investigations going on with fake currency. But here's the real thing, guys. You can go online, look it up yourself, look for those seven little marks they have up there, and determine if your currency is real or not before you go anywhere. You can do that yourself.
Yeah, I've done that.
Right now, we have a list of over 70 banks, and the only one I can really give you guys is Citibank because Ray got all the rest of them. You can take your currency in today. Have them run it through the Deliveroo machine so you already confirm if you have good currency or not because most of them have one right there, right now. Go and do that, and you can be assured, okay?
Yeah. Okay, so the I don't know. I'm still up in the air about what to do. I guess I'll just walk out and call the number again and just have to hope that somebody has one. The other thing is you had said earlier they would want two picture IDs. Well, I had my driver's license, and then I had a Costco card, but it has expired. Do you think they would still take it, even though it shows my picture, but even though it's expired?
No, and I'm trying to think if you got to have two, because bank usually just requires one picture, but two forms of ID, not necessarily two pictures ID, but two forms. But guess what I do know for a fact? If you went to Costco today, gave them $35, they'd give you an updated ID.
Yeah, but they don't take photos anymore.
They don't? Oh, no. They'll use your old photo. They don't?
Nope.
Oh, then go to Walmart. I mean, what's the name of it?
Sam's. They don't do it either.
Who's Sam's? They don't either?
At least not here in North Carolina, they don't.
Oh, well, maybe they don't. Show you what I know. Well, just go get an updated ID. Or
I went to the DMV and just wanted a picture ID, and they won't do it because I have a driver's license. So that was out. So, you know, here's an idea, and, you know, for what it's worth, if I renewed my Costco membership and I have that receipt, and if they demand two IDs, and I show them my expired card, but I show them a receipt that it was renewed, would that do me any good?
I doubt it. You know what bank usually accepts? They'll accept your driver's license and any other bank credit card, debit card, anything else that you have as a form of ID. And I think that's all you're going to need.
Well, I pray that's true. My last thing is for you, Ray. I heard you mention that you were updating your email address, and I need to put my hat in that ring because I've done that. And I don't know if you regularly go through the membership to see if addresses have changed or not. I wouldn't think so, but how do I let you know my new email address?
You don't. You just go into your profile.
And
if you want to put a new email address in your profile, put the new email address there, or at least make sure the one that you have there is working. That's pretty much it.
Okay, well, I did go to my profile. I did update my email address. Do you get flagged on that so you have that?
No, I get nothing on that. It's just when I decide to send an email to the membership, I should send out an email, and it'll go to whatever email address is.
Okay, so when you send out an email, your system automatically goes to the profile and picks up the email address?
That's where they are. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, then I should be comfortable with that. Okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great rest of the week. I greatly appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay.
Hold on, wait 1 second. I forgot which was the easiest thing. There was somebody just sent it to me, though. Is if you guys are really concerned about the ID thing, you can always go get you a passport. You can go to the post office and get a passport.
That takes too much time.
Someone can do passports here in one day and get you a new passport.
I don't think that's possible, a one-day deal. I don't think so. And if it did, it'd be really expensive.
No,
we'll
get the 30-day one. Well, yeah.
In San Francisco, you can get it the same day for $50. And I know people have done it. Go right to the embassy, $50. They leave that evening with a passport in hand.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Another suggestion.
Good luck with it, sir.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
You know,
you are doing
every
good.
Call we often hear same people, same phone numbers, same people. Would it be, I don't know, acceptable to start at the bottom of your list? Because a lot of people, they don't hang on. I mean, I got in, you know, the first canceled call, I got in and I had over, it was like 14:50 minutes left to get in. And so this time I managed to get in within 9 seconds. So there was 14:49 seconds before the call. And I'm still the number three caller because previous people that have called in, they know how to jump on that line and get in line, you know. So is it feasible? I mean, I'm just saying. Maybe these people, the regular callers that call in, God bless them and all, but, you know, there's other callers that can't get in because of the same people. And I just like to look out for those that are trying to get in, just don't have it down and how to get in quickly like these other people do consistently.
Okay.
Think about starting at the bottom of the list?
I'm sure he does. But
well,
all right,
listen,
well, thank you. Thank you for the suggestion.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. 404, Erico, you're on.
Hi there, Tony, and hi there, Ray. If you care to pass me over at the suggestion of 520, I'll be glad to step aside.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just a couple of questions here for you. I heard you, Tony, on your opening remarks saying at least twice, tomorrow would be a great day. Of course, that's being the start of a new month. Seems to be an ideal time. And it was curious to know, because there was an article that I spotted in one of the Iraqi papers on the presidency of the Iraqi Republic reimposing 100% of their people in his particular part of government, and saying that everyone is to be at work, official working hours, starting again on Tuesday, December 1. And my dinar goggles too red here, too pink on this. Is that possible thing of that everyone starting to resume official working hours could be because they need to be on hand because all of these changes are going to be implemented? Would that be tying in with your tomorrow would be a great day?
I just think the holidays over, celebrations around the world, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know anything special is happening on the 1st of December, except it is the 1st of December. I always say Tuesday because it's the first International Banking Day. It's always a good day. Banks usually spend Monday getting caught up with the weekend, and they like to start new business on Tuesday. That's why I look at Tuesday. It's the only reason. As far as days we look at, like I said, as long as I was being informed in Washington, I tell you guys, they look at Friday evenings after the market closed. They look at Saturday morning between 1 and 3 was the optimum time that the U.S. always wanted to go. So no reason other than I think Tuesday is a great day.
Well, like I say, I was just trying to segue into it, the fact that, well, the Iraqi, at least the all of the presidential departments were going to be at 100% with all of their employees back full force, because they had been, you know, kind of on part-time sort of thing with the virus situation, and now everybody's due back at work. So that was my connecting the dots here. You made a mention of the UST calls. So safe bet that those calls are being done at least on a daily basis, that the banks are getting these things, or are they still doing it on a more frequent two or three times a day on the updates?
Well, they're definitely on a daily basis now. But, yeah, some days they are two, three times a day. And it varies on different days. But they are getting a call every day now from them. Just the last-minute updates and timing and, you know, just is going as far as asking what's their number of staff on hand for the day. So they're down to that point.
And no changes from the Treasury with respect to the 800 number protocols. Still pretty much what we have known for months on end, correct?
Yep, no changes. We haven't been informed any changes at all.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Well, it would sure be nice, be it tomorrow or sometime later this week, that this 10 days from that will be when we will have our TNT Super Fantasticker Pay It Forward project. It would be nice to be before Christmas. Let's see, and perhaps this could be our last call. And that Wednesday's call would be just you guys saying, get to it. So we appreciate it. And thanks again. Appreciate everything
all
you
right,
do for
thank
us.
Thank you.
Have a
okay.
great day. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
360, Eric.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's
hey,
Walt.
Good
how you
morning.
Doing?
How you doing?
Good. I got a text from a friend of mine, and for the gentleman that's having problems figuring out, I think he got two choices, and Tony, you mentioned one of them. Just break down and get a passport, because if this is going the way it has been, believe me, he'll have plenty of time to get the passport and get it back. Now, I hope that's not the case, but if it does, there's a thing called Sam's Club, and they apparently still have pictures on their cards, just as a thought. Now, question number one. As far as Delarue machines go, wouldn't you think that depending upon the amount of currency that you have, if you have more than, I don't know what the number would be, wouldn't you think they would automatically send you to a place where there's a Delarue machine?
Yes, but nobody's going to want to hand count that.
No, I'm sorry, Tony. Nobody's going to what?
Want to hand count? When they're putting it in the machine, not only does it authenticate, but it counts all the currency.
Sure. Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking too. So I'm glad we agree. Now, at the very beginning, you mentioned that you thought tomorrow would be a great day. Why specifically do you think tomorrow would be a great day?
So you didn't believe everything I just told 404? Is that what you said?
Well, I'd love to think that I'm as sharp mentally as I used to be, but unfortunately, I'm not as smart as I once was. But I'm hoping I'll be smarter than I ever was once you tell me.
Okay. I said banks traditionally do all their weekend business on Monday. So that's not probably something they want to get caught up in. Traditionally, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are the best days for international banking. Since there's going to be a GCR, that would be the time to get it started. Our government, Treasury, has always wanted to go after 4 on Friday or between 1 and 3 on Saturday morning. Those have been the optimum times. So that's why I said it didn't go over the weekend. Like they were all hyped up and really excited. I mean, really excited. Just called 2-3 times. This is it. This is it. We're going. And here we are. So I don't see it happen. If it didn't happen on Sunday, it won't happen on Monday. So Tuesday is the first day I think we'll have. Makes sense. First of the month. Get this thing done before the end of the year. That's the only reason.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, Tony, that's what I think. So actually, the opportune time that you mentioned before, when you said December 1st to the 3rd, well, I mean, that's tomorrow through Thursday. So that's pretty much in line, yeah?
Yep, pretty much. And I think I tell you guys on Friday, we had a one of the banks, about a month ago, she kept saying first week in December. First week in December, that's when it's happening. And here we are. First week in December.
Right. Good. Well, I'm for that. And that would be a good thing, I think. So with that in mind, Ray, by the way, I went into my profile and I changed my email account. And so now hopefully that if you send out another test email, then it'll come directly to me, and that'll be terrific. Anyway, thanks, you guys. I much appreciate it. And, man, it would be great if Wednesday was the call. And
you sure would. Well, let's go with Tuesday. Let's not wait for Wednesday. All right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you, Tony. So if you'll let her go, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. All right. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. You betcha.
281, Eric.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. I'm driving, so hopefully you guys can hear me. I don't want to go through a dead spot. But hopefully you guys had a great weekend and holiday. I'm hoping I did.
Yes.
I do have a question. So, Tony, I think I heard you say that the budget is supposed to be sent on Wednesday. And we've always heard in the past that, okay, well, then, if it's sent on Wednesday, first of all, do you think they're just going to actually just review it only and not necessarily approve it or vote on it or whatever it is they do to approve it? Or are they going to do both, or it's possible for them to do both the same day?
They're not. All I know is they're supposed to get it on Wednesday, if they even get it. Okay? Then they still have to review it and make changes and argue, fuss, and fight, even though we know they could have been doing that for the last 3 months. So, no. I don't expect the budget itself to be done until closer to the 1st of January.
Okay. All right. So I was thinking that if that was the case, they voted on it or whatever, completed it, approved it, that we could possibly see the rate come out tomorrow night. Because we always heard that it would come out before, you know, before they completed it or approved it or whatever. But
I know, but we don't even know if they're going to get it. Because they say one thing and do something else.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not looking for it for that reason. I'm looking for it because the Treasury says they have it, and they're waiting to do the go whenever somebody says go, and that could be any day. I believe in that. I believe when they say it could be any minute, any day, because as soon as the guy makes the call and says go, we're all going. And that's why they got everybody on standby. Unless, you know, somebody's putting money in their pocket every day, just got everybody sitting there living a miserable life, not being able to see their families 18 hours a day and ruining their holidays and just out of money, putting money in their pocket. I mean, that's the only other reason it could be keeping those people there.
Right.
No.
That's crazy.
I don't rule it out, but I don't look at it happening for that reason.
Yeah. So, well, my opinion is I'm just hoping that Trump gets this done before he leaves. I mean, I know what we're hearing from the Treasury. We know Iraq is ready, but whoever is pushing the button, they're not pushing it, and they're not pushing it fast enough. For whatever the reason is, I'm hoping it is for the betterment of the U.S., for whatever, you know, they're doing. We don't know what all they're doing behind the scenes, but we would want him to get it done before he leaves, because that way nothing has to be unraveled when Biden comes in, you know, to office, because we know new administration will have their own ideas and reasoning for maybe possibly changing things, and that would just put a little bit longer delay on what we're waiting on. So I'm just hoping he gets it done. So, all
you
right, well, thank
both.
You. That's all I have.
All right, thank
That's
you.
That's all I have. I'll talk to you guys Wednesday.
Buddy.
Okay,
bye. 610, Eric, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And I'm going to keep it short today. So, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTDonate. And when you're typing that in, please remember to type it in with all capital letters, $TNTDonate. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us and make it a dynamite rest of the day. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Takes us to 386 area code. You are on.
Good morning, gentlemen. Did you have a happy Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
What about you?
Oh, I had a great one, Tony and Ray. It's good to hear your voices. Has anything new happened on the rates at all? Has anybody seen anything?
Only thing new, and I don't even know that it is new, because I think I told you guys before, is the dong has gone up as high as $15 now, based on the amount that you have. So it's going to be some crazy rates out there, as we already know. But again, it's based on how much you have. That's all I can tell
okay.
you.
And on the Zim, if you have 30 to 50 Zim, what is it looking like, Tony? 47 cents or and above?
On the Zim, what do we have? You had to have 10 to get 36 cents. But we know the Zim has, is crazy. I mean, it mentions, you know, 50, 60 cents for Zim. And depending on how much you have, a little bit higher than that. So let's see.
Okay, that's about all I actually really wanted to know. And the other day when you called on me, I had already hung up. So my light should have went out that he didn't, Ray didn't have to call me at all. But I guess it didn't. Somebody told me after the show, they called me and said, John, he called you and you weren't there. I said, well, I heard the news I wanted to hear. Somebody answered my questions. And so I hung up. So
okay.
I'm sorry I wasn't there.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
All right. We thank you.
You.
Yep.
Thanks,
thank you, sir.
And we'll talk to you later. God bless you guys and have a great day. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
916 area code. You're on.
916.
I can't believe y'all calling on me. I mean, I was way down there. But good morning, Tony, and afternoon, Ray.
Hmm.
All right,
how do you know how far down you are?
I figured I was because I just called in so late. You're right, I don't know.
Oh well, I just maybe you need something like
I know what Tony said. I did what I'd be assuming, so I'm not even going to say I assumed.
All right, what's going on
today,
with you?
Man?
I'm doing super fantastic. How
are
you doing?
Oh, man, I woke up cold out in this 916, man. That's why I left Missouri, to get away from the cold. And it got down to below, freezing anyway, below freezing last night. So it was cold this morning. And when you got postponed the call for 30 minutes, I just knew you was going to heat me up, man, with an 800 number.
You know what I do when I get cold at night?
What's that?
I turn the heat on. I said, I turn the heat on. That's what I do.
Yeah, well, you know how that is. My wife, she's at the age where she has these flashes, so that ain't going to work.
Woo-wee.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But anyway,
I feel for you.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to listen to the call. My questions have been answered, you know, but I do still have one. So is Citibank the one here in the 916? I think it's on Laguna. Do you know whether or not they've ever sold the dong?
I'm sure they have, but Citibank sells dinar, which you can still get. I don't know about the dong. Chase sells the dong. Matter of fact,
yeah,
somebody told me they went over there and got some.
No, Chase stopped selling it. Yeah, they stopped selling it here because I was getting it down there on Calvine and Elk Grove Flooring, and then they actually closed that one temporarily, and I've had to go all the way out to Elk Grove Boulevard just to, you know, do anything at Chase, but they're not selling Denar or Dong right now.
All right, go to Citibank on Sunrise, because I think they are. I don't know about the Dong, but I know they sell Denar, and I know they have a Della Rue machine. I know they buy Denar, so you can lease if you want to run your currency too. I know you can do it at that bank.
Oh, okay. Right, that's good info, because I was thinking the one there on Laguna might be small, you know, because I think AAA's in there with them, and so I figured they might be kind of a smaller bank, the Citibank. But yeah, I can go out there on Sunrise. I'll do that, and then when I find out something, hopefully I can let you know Wednesday.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you guys, man. Have a blessed
all
day,
right,
y'all.
All right, 770, Erica, you're
on. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I have a question, and this may have been asked before, but my fiance and I want to exchange together. He's in California. I'm in Atlanta. And my question would be, is he going to have a problem bringing his currency through? Because I think he has, like, 10 million dong, 5 million dinar.
I don't know if he's going to have a problem because I don't know how he's coming. You know, he could get him a private plane, not worry about it. He could get on the flight and fill out the forms and declare that he has it and not worry about it. Or he could be going through and they spot it and he got to answer a whole lot of questions. So there's nothing illegal about it, I can tell you that. I just can't tell you if he's going to have a problem with that.
Okay. He can. So there is a form that you can declare. I know you have to do that going out of the country, but you can do that in-state as well? Well, in the country as well?
Yes, you can. Just so there's no question about it. Hey, I filled it out right here, my currency. I got receipts. I'm not doing anything wrong. And they can just let you go too. Or they can do what some people have happened. They see it. It's not illegal, but they still take you in the back, ask you a bunch of questions before they determine, okay, you're not doing nothing wrong, go ahead. So whatever makes it easier for you.
If you fill out this form, where does it go? Does it go to Homeland Security or does it stay within the airport?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay. Okay.
I know
you
have to go through the airport, but I tell you what, we can alleviate all that. Tell them to go down to Enterprise, rent a car, and drive down the sea. All right.
Of course, that's a problem.
You can call TSA today, and then you'll know for sure.
Okay. Okay.
What process he'll have to go through, if any at all.
Okay. I think he's thinking about it.
And then
sign
up for PreCheck. And you don't have to worry about it.
Sign up for what?
PreCheck.
PreCheck. Oh, okay, yeah.
No, yeah, PreCheck. Yeah. Sign up for
PreCheck.
That.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
I do have another question that just came to mind. When is the next vote for the World Trade Organization? Do you have that information? Because I see a lot of articles regarding Iraq becoming a full member of the World Trade Organization. I believe they're an observing member right now, but I was wondering if you knew, had any information as to when the next vote would be.
Okay, I think it's in the middle of January, though. I'm not sure.
Okay. All righty. That's all my questions.
All right.
You guys have a blessed
day. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. 229, area code, you're on. 229, area code. 229, 869. All right, 470, area code, you're on.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hey, how are y'all?
All right. I'm super fantastic. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. I was looking for it for the weekend, but... So you saying maybe the next time that it can happen could be Tuesday, or are we looking for middle or end of December now?
Look, I'm telling you what the banks are being told. It could be any minute, any day. That's why they have them sitting there waiting and doing everything else. I haven't gotten a call today. I haven't been able to talk to our contacts, Treasure Debt, to see what's the latest and greatest, because everybody thought it was going to be Saturday morning, which it wasn't. And it wasn't Sunday evening. So I don't know where we are as far as the conference goes right now. But the first is a Tuesday, like I said, and it's a great day.
Okay. Also, with the last caller was talking about taking a currency to another state, I thought we have to exchange in our district. So are we allowed now that if we're somewhere else and we have our currency and we take it, we can exchange from that point?
No, but some districts are several states, make up a district. So, I mean, not that California and Atlanta do. But, you know, but people are going to do what they do. You're going to call the number and they're going to tell you yes or no or go back home.
Okay. And as far as calling the 1-800 number, I just want to go over as far as when you give the information, you have to give the amount of currency you have or just what type of currency you have and what where you want to go, or are they going to tell you where to go?
You can tell them if you want a specific bank, and they're going to tell you what location. They're going to do that based on your zip code and the amount of currency you have, okay? Not the type of currency, but the amount. If you say, I got $1 million, they're going to send you one place. If you say, I got $100 million, they're going to send you somewhere else.
Okay.
Because they're set up for their appointments like that to make sure you get to someone who can handle your volume of currency.
But you can suggest if you want to go to a bank, like say you're using a certain bank already.
Yeah, if that bank can handle you, yes, you can go right to that bank and say, I want a wealth manager. This is what I want to do. And they'll try to set your appointment, or they'll tell you, we can't handle that, and you got to call this 800 number. You can be talking to a wealth manager right now, and he'll tell you, hey, come see me. I'm going to work it out. Because most of them are because they want to get paid their commission.
Okay, well, that's all my questions for today. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
I don't know if I can...
917, there you go, you're on.
Let me see if I can put anything in here.
917, you're on.
Oh, hang on, I got it.
Yes, we're here.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, thank you. I didn't think you'd get to me today. I was talking to someone else on a Zoom meeting. Real quick, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving all. And I was wondering if the fact that Janet Yellen has been nominated as the Treasury Secretary would have anything to do with this at all?
No. Janet Yellen doesn't take over until when? When's she going to take over? Do you know?
Well, she has to go through the nominating process. It's going to be a long time. That's
yeah, confirmation.
No was the answer.
That's right. No is the answer. Right?
Okay.
She might not even be confirmed. Then what are we going to wait for?
That's right. Yeah.
I said she might not even be confirmed. I said then what are we going to wait for?
No, I was affirming that. I'm hoping that it's Tuesday and we have nothing to do with the next administration at all. You know, it's a feather in his cap on the way out, maybe, you know? So,
yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
909 area code. You're on.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I wasn't sure if you guys could hear me. Good morning, Ray. Afternoon, Ray. How's it going?
All right. Fantastic, sir. To the nth degree. And yourself?
Good deal, sir. I'm fine. Thank you. And yourself, Tony? You doing all right this morning?
Yes, sir. Super fantastic every day.
Good deal. Glad to hear you guys. I just wanted to mention that that the first caller, the lady, I think 704, I thought that she made a very good point that the quantum financial system actually caught the banks sending money, but the money was actually going to a pending bank account where they could actually do trading with. And so that was an issue that the banks didn't actually recognize. They noticed that the money actually went to its targeted account, which is really cool. And I think that benefits everybody but the banks. But she didn't mention that part. But what I want to ask you is about the NDAs. Okay, there seems to be two NDAs. We have to sign one when we make the phone call for the 800 number. And then that should go for 90 days, I would think. And then the second NDA, which we sign, is at the bank, which would go maybe for another 90 days or up to 90 days. So it seems like they somewhat overlap. You think that's the case at all, or that's possible?
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
Who in the world told you you had to sign an NDA to get an 800 number? How are you supposed to get the NDA? How are you supposed to send the NDA back? And how are they even supposed to know it's you?
They said electronically over the phone. They wanted to send you like a PDA, a PDF, and sign your signature on it, send it back, and then you're able to set your appointment. But if you don't do that, then you can't set it because they're afraid that you're going to tell somebody about the appointment or their location or when your appointment is.
Okay. So, this is just, first of all, it's bullshit. Anyway, second of all, now, if you sign this NDA, you now have the location, you now have your date, what's going to stop you from calling and telling Tony, hey, man, my appointment's Tuesday on the 5th, and I'm going down on 16th Street. Why can't you tell me that?
True, I understand that. I would.
It's
I probably
nonsense.
Would.
Okay, yeah. How does the banking system get all your phone numbers and send it to you? Now, you got to sign up on their site, give them all your information, hoping they send something back to you. What makes somebody think the bank wants to go through all that? They don't even care. If you tell somebody when you're going to exchange your money, if you put yourself at risk, that's on you. Everybody's going to have the information. Everybody's going to know the location at some point. They want the word to spread as fast as possible so people will freely call the 800 numbers, make the appointments, so they can be done in 10 days. They don't want it to be a secret.
Awesome. That sounds good to me, man, because I'm thinking to myself, like, if, you know, and I'm kind of going for this Tim Clement thing, too, because he prophesied about this. And not that we should get into it, but it was just something that he said that he talked about Donald Trump had serving two terms. And he also talked about only 80% of the people received funds from the exchange will receive their currency. I mean, excuse me, 20% of the people, 80% of the people would lose some kind of way. So I'm just trying to figure out if there's something like a fine detail, like maybe being a couple of days off, somebody decides to talk about, you know, their NDA or whatever, you know, and they don't make it to the 90-day mark. Well, they thought they did, but the other NDA superseded that. You know what I'm saying? And kind of just overlapped.
You know what? I mean, guys, y'all got to think about things, first of all. The election is over. I don't care what anybody tell you saying it. It's right in black and white. Everywhere you turn around, look, the election is over and done with. And that's not going to change. I don't care what anybody thinks. It's not even possible to change. So that's just nonsense. Now, when you get your money, you're going to sign an NDA because the bank doesn't want a lot of lawsuits. They don't want people coming in saying, Joe got this and I wanted to, and they got to explain everything. Now, if somebody goes in there and gives your name, he told me he got this, and they match it up, then you got a problem because you signed an NDA, and they can, in fact, come after you. There's 10 million people with Dinar, Dong, Zim. Who thinks that 10 million people are going to be monitored to see if they said, I got 357, he only got 349? I mean, let's get real. I mean, who in the world thinks that? How are they going to know that? They're not listening in on your phone calls. They not have your computers tapped. They don't read all your emails. The reality is it's not going to happen. You know, those who do tell people and that person goes in there and gives you up or snitches on you or makes copy of your paperwork and say, see, I got, then you put yourself at risk if you're doing that. 80% of the people aren't going to do that because they don't care that much about it. They're going to say, hey, man, go in there and ask for this, and that's going to be it. So these people got everybody scared, wondering, and I don't know what their benefit. They got you guys going to sign somewhere giving them your information where you think you're giving it to the bank. The bank's going to give us the numbers or access to them. We're going to give it to you. So where do you sign the NDA at? Nowhere. You sign the NDA when you go do your exchange. Other than that, they want us to spread it out to as many people as we can. We do that by telling you, and you go tell 10 more people and get the word out, pass the numbers out, so the appointments can be made. It's crazy. Okay.
So, it is. I agree with that. And I appreciate that, man, because, you know, that was something that was on my mind. It's been on my mind for a while, and I have about 10 people that I have to inform about this, too. So I've kind of been dealing with them for about 6 or 7 years. And so I don't get them caught up, let alone get myself caught up, you know. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right.
Hey, Ray, I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
Oh, is it time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got to tell you guys something, though. I might not be right, but I ain't never wrong. Okay? It's a famous saying in my house, for me anyway. So I just got this text that says, just call Costco. They'll still take pictures for their cards. Right now, today. Got another one that says, Sam's Club is still taking pictures for their cards.
And Sam's Club in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina is not taking pictures for their cars. So now different things are happening in different places. So people just report
it. That's right. And that's why I might not be right, but I ain't never wrong. No. All right, guys. So they can still go there. The fastest way, best way, though, I would think would be get the passport because you got it for, well, 5 years anyway. All right, guys, it's a good day. The banks are still sitting there. The Treasury is still there any minute. And Iraq is blasting news out like crazy about dropping 3 zeros, getting currency, and doing things immediately. So we'll just wait and see what happens. It was an exciting November. Thanksgiving was great. Now we move on towards Christmas. And the biggest thing we're hearing is it will be done before Christmas. So let's go with that. Everything's moving forward. We should get some information after the call for sure. We're waiting for calls. still need to talk to some people. I haven't talked to the Treasury contact. So if there's anything super fantastic, we'll tweet it out and Ray will put it in the form, or we'll do a call if we have to. All right, Ray.
All right. Keep believing, folks. We do. We're out.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap.